fourth down and one. The Hail Mary coming up, 21-13. Line of scrimmage, the Charger, 45-yard line. Simeon faces a three-man rush, steps up, throws the ball. The ball will be batted down at the six-yard line, incomplete, and this one in San Diego is over.
And that's how the Broncos fall to 4-2 on the season with the loss to the division rival San Diego Chargers last night at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. 21-13, the final score, but it really was never even that close. As the Chargers get their first division win in 15 games. They snap a very, very long streak, and Mike McCoy and company are very, very happy about that note. But the Broncos drop to 4-2 on the season after losing to the Chargers. I'm going to get you the recap and everything that you need to know what happened in the game if you want to relive the awful, awful showing by the Denver Broncos in this one, and they did not do the Color Rush uniforms any justice, as they looked pretty much as bad as those orange-on-orange uniforms that they had to trot out and wear on Thursday Night Football. Let's start right off the top of things. The Chargers start with the football, and once again, the Broncos' defense is shaken early as they allow the Chargers to march all the way down the field on a 12-play, 7-minute drive that ends in a touchdown from Philip Rivers.
Second and goal at the 5, shotgun snap. Rivers about to get hit, chucks it to the end zone, caught! Touchdown, San Diego! It's Hunter Henry! What a find he's been. The second-round pick out of Arkansas has his third touchdown of the young season. The Chargers strike first against Denver.
So it's no longer Antonio Gates haunting Broncos tight ends, but this time it's Hunter Henry getting a touchdown against the Broncos early on in this game, and the Broncos fall quickly 7-0 very early on in the game. Broncos' first possession is a 6-and-out and doesn't end very well. That gives the Chargers the football back. And once again, San Diego, another great game plan put in place by an opposing offense in Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers, where they're able to march right down the field once again. 18-play drive takes 10 minutes off the clock. Time of possession was just completely dominated by the Chargers in the first half. This time, it's only going to end in 3 by a Josh Lambeau field goal that gives the Chargers a 10-0 lead. The Broncos are going to come back with it. And this is their first opportunity to get on the board, because they have a drive that falters once again, and they're going to have to punt for the third straight possession of the game. We're in the second quarter already, and then Riley Dixon becomes the Broncos' best offensive weapon early on in this game as he punts a ball 47 yards to the San Diego 11-yard line, and it looked like it was initially just downed by Will Parks, but it ended up a great awareness by Kayvon Webster to get a lick on the San Diego Chargers kick returner, who ends up touching the football, and then Will Parks picks it up and brings it all the way into the end zone, which what would appear to be a touchdown for the Broncos to make this a 10-7 game. But by NFL rules, you cannot advance a muffed punt for positive yardage, which is just another quirky, dumb rule in the National Football League. And so the Broncos take over at the 11-yard line, and even then they can't punch it in, because it takes them 4 plays to kick a field goal where it doesn't go. They don't get any positive yardage on this thing. So, but they do shorten the Chargers' lead 10-3 at this point. Chargers going to get, this is part of the game where there's going to be, you know, a couple punts back and forth between the two sides, which is going to take us all the way into the third quarter. Broncos only down by a touchdown of this one, and they're lucky to be so just in that. The Broncos are going to start with the football in the second half, and once again, that's going to end in a punt. But first Chargers possession of the second half, they pick up right where they left off by a big thanks to Melvin Gordon.
Hand off, Gordon, left side, has a hole, 40, 35, 30 to the far side, 25, 20, shimmies to the 15, 10, has the football in hand at the 5, and down he goes. Melvin Gordon, 48 yards.
48-yard scamper for the second-year running back for the Chargers is going to set up a first and goal at the 5-yard line, and the Broncos defense holds true. But this is becoming a kind of a trend right now, and it's not a good trend to follow. It just doesn't seem like the Broncos have much to offer in the run defense department, as they're having a hard time stopping these electric backs like Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, last week against the Falcons, and now this week against Melvin Gordon. They're giving up big plays in big chunks, but good for the defense to hold the Chargers to just a field goal here, and then the Chargers are going to increase their lead by 3. A 13-3 game now in favor of San Diego, and the Broncos are trying to muster anything that they can find offensively. And this drive starts off a little promising, but it's going to end in disaster for Jordan Taylor as he gets a reception. The rookie wide receiver reels one in, makes a football move, and then coughs the football up in the air, which ends up going into the hands of a San Diego Charger defender. And then to add insult to injury, the Broncos are hit with a personal foul penalty on Donald Stevenson, which is going to give the Chargers the ball inside the Denver 20-yard line. Three plays later, the Chargers' field goals galore, and you have to give some credit to the Broncos' defense here, bend but don't break, and that they're forcing the Chargers into a lot of field goals, trying to keep this game as close as they possibly can under extenuating circumstances, but the Chargers increase their lead 16-3 at this point. Riley Dixon, the star of the game for the Broncos, another Broncos punt is going to lead to the next lengthy Chargers possession, which is going to go eight plays. It starts on the San Diego 36, but it's going to end in a Josh Lambeau 32-yard field goal.
Now there's a successful hold by Kellen Clemens. That's gone well so far tonight. Kick is on its way and spinning up and in to make it a 19-3 lead now for San Diego.
Broncos down three scores, and they got to do something here. And it looks like they're finally getting some rhythm together offensively. We're at the tail end of the third quarter, and the Broncos have a drive that's going to end in a Brandon McManus 56-yard field goal attempt, but it goes wide right, and the score remains 19-3 at the start of the fourth quarter. Finally, the Broncos hold the Chargers to a punt instead of a field goal. And then on the first play of the Broncos' ensuing possession, they're backed up they're on their own 3-yard line. This drive starts at the Denver 3-yard line. Trevor Siemian has a pass completed to Demaryius Thomas that was going to be a gain for 15 yards, but they call holding in the end zone on Russell Okung, which, because it was in the end zone, this is going to result in a safety.
Siemian goes to work with 12:04 to go. He's in the end zone, lobs one near side, tiptoe catch at the 15-yard line, out of bounds to Demaryius Thomas. Is there a flag or not? I'm looking. It's tough to tell in that with all the different colors. If it's holding in the end zone, that is a safety.
During the play, holding in the end zone, offense number 76.
Safety dance, baby.
Safety.
21-3, San Diego. And Mike McCoy, I've never seen this out of him. He just put both hands in the air, clenched fists. He looked like Johnny Drama in Entourage yelling victory.
And this is finally the point where it's looking like this thing's going to be out of reach for the Broncos. They go down 21-3, but this is where you get a little extra boost when you have your special teams coordinator as your head coach for the game, as Riley Dixon, after it's a safety, Riley Dixon has to come on and punt the football instead of a traditional kickoff. And DeCamillis draws up a really short pooch punt, which is going to hit the hands of Wiggins, an offensive lineman for the San Diego Chargers, not necessarily a guy that's used to fielding punts necessarily by any means. And it's recovered by Shiloh Kayo, and the Broncos are going to get the football with the short field starting right around midfield. And finally, the Broncos offense is ignited just a little bit after an 11-play drive that goes 51 yards and ends with a touchdown to Benny Fowler.
DT inside of Jordan Taylor, slot right. Siemian in the gun, looks right, throws to the end zone, pass caught, touchdown Denver. Benny Fowler, 8 yards deep in the end zone, makes the touchdown catch from 5 yards.
And it's a two-score game, and the Broncos have some momentum going. They force the Chargers to go three and out, and then once again, Trevor Siemian gets the Broncos driving down the field. They're inside the Chargers' territory, and then the ugly side of Demaryius Thomas rears its head.
Back goes Siemian, lobs over the middle, caught, past the 30 to the 26, ball comes loose, and the Chargers say they've got it. They will untangle, and the Chargers have it. Craig Mager comes away with 3:35 to go. Demaryius Thomas had it and was dislodged of it, and the Chargers, with 3.5 to play, are up by 11, and they've got the ball.
That drive was really what solidified the loss for the Broncos, because it seemed like they had all the momentum of the world, and then it was stopped short by the turnover by the, some called, overpaid Demaryius Thomas. But the Broncos defense does respond, forces the Chargers to go 6 and out. Broncos get the football with 3:03 remaining. And then, once again, Trevor Siemian puts together a nice-looking drive, which looked like it was going to end in a touchdown, because he found C.J. Anderson on a screen pass, which somehow C.J. Anderson pulled one of those late-game heroics like we saw against the Patriots, like we saw against the Bengals multiple times last season, and he finds his way and scampers into the end zone after just catching the ball out of the backfield, but there's a holding penalty that negates that, and instead, the Broncos are going to have to settle for a 46-yard field goal from the leg of Brandon McManus. It is now 21-13, and the Broncos are going to have to attempt an onside kick, which before last night's game, Brandon McManus had never converted an onside kick attempt until Jordan Taylor tried to atone for his mistake.
McManus with an onside kick. He kicks it left. It goes 10 yards, and I think the Broncos have recovered it. I think that is a good kick. It was recovered by Jordan Taylor, and Denver's going to be at least given an opportunity for a Hail Mary that would put them within two.
So the Broncos recover the onside kick against the Chargers, and they get one more possession left with 27 ticks remaining on the clock here, and Trevor Siemian's going to try. He has a quick throw to Virgil Green that he gets out of bounds for a 9-yard gain, a couple incompletions, and then finally a Hail Mary that comes up just a little bit short.
Fourth down and one. The Hail Mary coming up 21-13. Line of scrimmage, the Charger 45-yard line. Siemian faces a three-man rush, steps up, throws the ball. The ball will be batted down at the 6-yard line, incomplete, and this one in San Diego is over.
So those are the highlights, or I guess rather lowlights, for the Broncos' loss against the Chargers, 21-13, the final call. All calls courtesy of the Chargers Radio Network and the Broncos Radio Network, but more heavily on the Chargers side of things, obviously. Let's get you some reaction from the locker room from Joe DeCamillis and Trevor Siemian. We'll start with DeCamillis just on his team's performance.
Well, I mean, we lost, so obviously it didn't go as well as it should have. I thought it went well. I just wish we could have got a win for the city, got a win for the organization. I'm sick to my stomach, man. It's sickening. I hate to lose, man.
And that's always a refreshing thing to hear and see from somebody who's actually going to show emotion. He didn't come into the postgame speech with a bunch of cliches. I mean, DeCamillis was upset with his performance and his team's performance. And I thought that he did a pretty good job managing. He seemed pretty level-headed all throughout the game. He was emotional when he needed to be. He was trying to ignite the team to come back and fight. And, you know, they just fell a little short. I think there's a lot more to blame on the offensive side of things. And maybe that's because of the lack of Gary Kubiak being there, not being able to call the plays and have that same familiarity. It's Trevor Siemian's first start back from being injured, so he might be a little rusty trying to work some kinks out a little bit, but you know, I thought DeCamillis did a pretty good job. I think that this loss probably rests a lot more on Rick Dennison on the offensive side of things, not being able to really put anything together against the Chargers, who have given up a bunch of points in bunches against their opponents, and they're only able to muster those 13 points. But DeCamillis did everything that he could, and he was proud of the way that his team fought back.
I thought they fought their tails off, to be honest with you. I mean, when you look at the end of the game, having a chance to win that game, that's incredible, really, because you got basically two onside kicks on it, and I thought our guys just stayed in it and hung in there, and we got a lot of grit and determination in that room, and I think they're going to bounce back.
Well, the Broncos are going to have a little bit extra preparation for that Monday night matchup against the Houston Texans 10 days from now, but and they'll get Gary Kubiak back in the swing of things. So, you know, there's going to be confidence in the ability to bounce back. But let's hear from Trevor Siemian now. And usually when you have a second-year quarterback, it's the head coach's job to kind of dissect the performance of the quarterback. But instead, Trevor Siemian was asked to do that about his interim head coach.
Jody was who he is day in and day out. And, you know, I thought he handled, obviously, a tough situation for everybody, but he handled it, as good as he could. And he was the same guy he's been ever since I know him. So I know a lot of guys appreciated that, and he did a heck of a job, I think.
So there's Trevor's take on his interim head coach, but let's hear about what really hurt the Broncos in this one. And Trevor kind of blames it on some mistakes that they caused by themselves.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Those are tough to overcome, you know, and we didn't make the most of our opportunities, I thought, early in the game. I think we showed a lot of resilience there at the end, but it was too little too late for us.
Well, they didn't really have a lot of opportunities earlier in the game because their offense was so porous. They were just punting the football pretty much every possession through the first half. But so I don't really know where Trevor's getting at with that one, but he is absolutely right. When you have two turnovers from completed passes from your wide receivers, you know, they're not doing you any favors. Those are two possessions that probably should have ended in touchdowns that instead they didn't get any points on the board. So really tough to overcome that, especially when you're on the road against a division opponent. Trevor kind of took some slack after this one just from reaction to his Hail Mary pass because he was 15 yards short of the end zone and they wouldn't even give the Broncos an opportunity. Here's Trevor on that attempt.
I was kind of upset about that. I don't even think I got it in the end zone. Probably threw it too soon. It's a shame because you get a chance to, you know, tie the game up there at the end, and I don't even think I got it in there, so that was my fault. I'd like to do that one again.
All right, let's get you some stats of the game here. We'll start with the Broncos. Trevor Siemian, 30 of 50 for 230 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions, but I don't think that really how you draw it up is for Trevor Siemian to throw the ball more than 30 times in a game and expect to win, let alone 50 pass attempts. You know, he didn't turn the ball over himself, which I think is a bright spot because he had done that in the first couple weeks of the season. So, you know, him protecting the football is a good sign to see for the Broncos offense, but they were just so stagnant the whole game. And once again, part of that was the running game. I talked about it at length the second week in a row. This is going to be their key to success on the offensive side of the football, and they just can't figure anything out. Devontae Booker, actually, the Broncos' leading rusher, 5 carries for 46 yards, and then C.J. Anderson gets 10 attempts for 37 yards. Obviously, when they're down in the game, they're not going to be able to run the football nearly as much. They had to abandon that in the second half, but they just weren't able to complement anything on the day. Jordan Norwood and Demaryius Thomas tied for the receptions leaders in the game, but the leading receiver in yardage goes to Emmanuel Sanders with 4 receptions for 40 yards. But once again, the big two mistakes from the receiving corps were the fumbles by Jordan Taylor and Demaryius Thomas. Brandon McManus, 2 of 3 for field goals. His 46-yard field goal was the longest of the day. Riley Dixon gets you 5 punts for about 40 yards. Then really the only defensive highlight to talk about is Von Miller. He does get another sack in this one, increasing his team lead, and he's chasing some team records down. We'll flip over to the Chargers side of things. Phillip Rivers, 18 of 29 for 178 yards and a touchdown. If you told me going into this thing that the Broncos held Phillip Rivers to 178 yards, I would have told you they would have won by double digits. But it was Melvin Gordon that gets 94 yards on the ground on 27 attempts. So I mean, really, he was grinding all game long, and half of that was really in one play on the highlight that you heard there in the third quarter. But you know, just a bad showing by the Broncos. Time of possession, Chargers led that 33 minutes and 28 seconds to the Broncos, 26 minutes and 32 seconds. So a little bit more even than you would have expected, but I think the Chargers probably got 21 of that, you know, early on, probably just in the first half. They didn't really control the football much in the second half. But that's how the Broncos lose to San Diego, and now the Broncos are going to have 10 days to bounce back and try to figure something out against the Houston Texans. That's going to do it for us here today on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Make sure you're tuning in all next week as I get you inside analysis, reaction from fallout from this loss against the Chargers, and then how the Broncos are going to be preparing to welcome in Brock Osweiler back to Sports 40 Field at Mile High for Monday Night Football against the Houston Texans. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, at Locked On Broncos for the show account. Make sure you're subscribing on iTunes and Audioboom and checking out all the other great podcasts on the Locked On Sports Podcast Network. Until next time, this has been the Locked On Broncos Podcast.